We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience.
Throws it down.
News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
All right, here we go. Salute to the Bleacher Report Nation, man. CP the franchise back at it for another Knicks fan Q&A. Boy, these people keep bringing me back, man. Must be doing something good. But shout out to Knicks Nation for always coming in here and supporting. And we got a lot to talk about in this short session, man, because with the Knicks at 43-33, just 6 games left to play, have a pivotal matchup against the Miami Heat this Wednesday night at Madison Square Garden. It is going to be a good one. It's going to be a blockbuster. Playoff implications on the line. So let's get in the room and let's talk about it, man. CP the franchise here, Knicks Fan TV. Welcome to all of our viewers once again. Knicks coming off of a 137-115 drubbing of the Houston Rockets without Jalen Brunson, but Emmanuel quickly said, no problem, man. 40 points, a career high for IQ, 9 assists, and just being every bit of the floor general that they were missing out there, leading his team to victory. Saw some good performances by Julius Randle in that game as well. 26 points for Julius. Quentin Grimes chipping in with 15 points. RJ Barrett had a nice game with 19 points as well. Saw some nice contributions off of the bench. Isaiah Hartenstein with 6 assists, 6 rebounds, 8 points. Nice job by him off the bench. Obi Toppin chipping in 20 minutes. Obi getting some minutes there. So definitely some good contributions and a much-needed victory because, Nathan, if we can go into the screen share here and take a look at the standings, we will see that the Knicks are 2.5 games up on the Nets and the Heat for that fifth spot with 6 games remaining. So this is going to be a game of inches. Every game is going to count here, and the Knicks have got to play their A game to finish out this season because both of these teams will be on their heels. And if you had to pick between the Nets and the Heat, you got to figure that the Heat are going to try to maintain this pace because they are the veteran team. They do have the veteran coach, one of the best coaches in the NBA, in NBA history, in Eric Spoelstra, as well as the star talent, Butler, Hero, Bam Adebayo. So you got to figure that the Heat, with their experience, will not go quietly into the night. So the Knicks are going to have to bring their A game, as I said. And later in this show, we're going to talk about some of the keys to victory, to beating this Heat team and winning the season series. Now, the Knicks are already up in the season series 2-1. At worst, they can tie it, but you don't want to get caught up in any ties because when it comes down to tiebreakers, conference record is going to play out. So the Knicks have to be careful here and don't want to get themselves in a situation where they have to wait and see what happens at the last game of the season. So take care of business, finish the series, win the series, and separate yourself by a game against this Miami Heat team. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Old School Chevy says, what will IQ's next contract look like? That's a good question, man. That is a good question. Some people in the chat were in the show last night, Knicks Fan TV postgame live, were thinking maybe 4 years, 80, you know, 20 a year. Could that be where Emmanuel Quickley's contract starts? You know, Emmanuel Quickley wants to be a starting point guard. He's made no, he has not minced words. He wants to be a guy. And whether or not that's with another team, he's certainly helping his negotiation stance, number one, by having these outstanding games. And number two, just putting himself out there by showing on this tape that, look, this guy is capable of handling a starting caliber point guard role in the NBA. But I still think the Knicks will end up taking care of him this offseason. DJG928 says, when is Jalen Brunson coming back? Well, you hope Wednesday against the Miami Heat, which is a big game, but we'll see. He was a game-time decision in the Knicks' win over the Houston Rockets. They said on the telecast that he wanted to go. Maybe the training staff and the coaching staff were leaning towards just another game of rest and healing. The right-hand injury, not sure how healed it will be to be ready for the playoffs, but they need Jalen Brunson as healthy as possible to have any shot at winning. So it's a tricky situation to be managing. Impasta 760 says, Quick needs to be the starting shooting guard. Not necessarily. I don't necessarily see that. It's not necessarily about who starts. It's about who finishes. It's been working for the Knicks right now to have a Grimes and Barrett starting. And what Tom Thibodeau showed you is that he has no issue with closing with Emmanuel Quickley if he's playing well and the Knicks need him in a certain spot. Because the thing about Quickley is what you like about him is his versatility. He can start. He can come off the bench. He can play the one. He can play the two. He could be a shooter. He can defend. Probably the best defender on the team. So you'll know that based on his skill sets, closing games, he'll be right there. He led the team in fourth quarter minutes in last year. And I think as we make this run into the playoffs, it'll be more of the case. Shout out to Terrence Vermont. Says IQ will be getting the bag when it's time for him to get an extension. He's playing better than Barrett. Yeah, and look, a lot of people like to always compare our prospects. He's playing well. IQ's playing well. I think the Knicks will take care of him. And you know, we won't have an issue or won't have to worry about losing him. I think they'll take care of him. But for the time being, I think he's making a good business case for himself, positioning himself as a starting point guard, having his representation put him out there as such. And he tests the market, man. You make Dolan and Leon pay up. We'll see what happens. But I like his chances. However, in last night's game, as you know, with six games left, we have a NBA Sixth Man of the Year race at the moment. And after last night's game, Emmanuel Quickley has shot up to the top of many sports books as the favorite to win the NBA Sixth Man of the Year award. They put Quickley at the top. Now, the odds are mixed based on what sports book you go to. So I don't want to get into the numbers per se. But for most of them, Quickley's the favorite. You have Brogdon a close second and Bobby Portis in third. A lot of people saying don't forget about Malik Monk and the year that Sacramento is having. I agree with that. Don't forget about Malik Monk. But we're talking about Quickley here. And if we take a look at the numbers, man, it is kind of like splitting hairs. And Nathan, if we can get back to the screen, here we are. We are on the share screen. If you take a look at Brogdon's numbers and Quickley's numbers, offensively, you're kind of splitting hairs now. Brogdon's played 62 games. Quickley's played 75 and started 17. How much of a factor will the voters place on games started? Right? And he hasn't started the majority of his games. He's still coming off the bench the majority of his games. But will it go against him that he started 17 games? I think it depends on who's voting and what stock they put into that. Tyler Herro won the award last year with 11 games started. Now, there has also not been, but Malcolm Brogdon has played 62 games with six or so games left. There also has not been a six-man of the year winner that has played less than 70 games while averaging less than 15 points per game. Will that matter with the voters? Time will tell. But if you look at the shooting numbers, yeah, Brogdon at 14.6 points per game, quickly at 14.1. Brogdon at 3.7 assists, quickly at 3.3. Now, where Brogdon has edged quickly is in the efficiency department. 48% shooting from the field compared to 44 for quickly. And the threes for Brogdon, he's been lights out. 45% from downtown compared to 36 for quickly. You look at effective field goal percentage, you see 57.5% for Brogdon and 53.4 for quickly. I mean, Brogdon is, this is an incredibly efficient year that he's having. I thought he's been every bit as advertised for the Celtics. I thought that if he was coming into this season healthy, he was going to help them, and he certainly has. So he's made his case. He's made his case. He's very efficient there. Very efficient. Now, where quickly has the edge over Brogdon, let's take a look at some defensive stats here. And this is Emmanuel Quickly's on-off stats from Cleaning the Glass. Shout out my guys at Cleaning the Glass. They do great work. And if you look at the defensive side of things, Emmanuel Quickly, the Knicks are 10.9 points per 100 possessions, stingier defense with Emmanuel Quickly on the court. That ranks, puts him in the 99th percentile among his peers. When you look at effective field goal percentage, the Knicks are minus 6.3%. Teams are scoring minus 6.3% less in terms of effective field goal percentage when Quickly's on the floor compared to when he's not. That puts Quickly in the 100th percentile. Those are good numbers. Those are incredible numbers. And whether you want to look at the numbers or you want to look at the eye test, take a look at how Emmanuel Quickly plays defense out there. On ball, off ball, getting guys in position. He's the quarterback of that defense. Just watch a Knicks game and you'll see. His efficiency differential is plus 6.6. And that puts him in the 87th percentile, which is equivalent to plus 16 wins. Who is contributing to winning? If you look at these numbers here, some of these advanced metrics, it's Emmanuel Quickly. Because if you look at Brogdon, the Celtics are giving up plus 2.2 points per 100 possessions more when Brogdon is on the court. That puts him in the 31st percentile. They are allowing opponents 0.9% higher effective field goal percentage when Brogdon is on the court. That puts him in the 33rd percentile. And you take a look at the differential, the efficiency differential, he's a minus 5.4 compared to Quickly 6.6. And that puts him in the 24th percentile with a minus 11 expected wins. So if you look at some of these, and a lot of these, you know, especially the defensive metrics, they're not an exact science by any stretch. But if you look at these, to by the numbers and by the eye test, Quickly's been the more impactful player. Yes, Brogdon has been more impactful offensively and has been more efficient. But when you look at Quick defensively, offensively, he's been a total package for the Knicks. And I think he's had more of an impact on their winning. Knicks being in fifth spot in the East. Quickly's role as not just the sixth man providing energy and much needed versatility, he's closing for them. He can start in place of Brunson. Take a look at the double overtime win against the Celtics. He's been great. He fits every single role that they need him to fill. So I think Quickly has been the most impactful there. But I think Brogdon might win. I still think Brogdon might win. I still do. I think the voters will lean more offense here and give it a Brogdon. That's just my take. I'd love to see Quickly win, but I think they will go with Brogdon. But as I said on last night's show on KFTV Post Game Live, for Quickly to be mentioned among the NBA's best reserves in year three is a testament to his development, is a testament to his growth and maturity as a player, his growth and maturity off the court. He's a leader. He's one of the leaders of this team. You could tell. You could see it. You could watch the games and see. To see where his offensive repertoire has evolved from his rookie year. Remember, his rookie year, he was floaters or threes, nothing in between. You take a look now, he's shooting mid-range jumpers. He's shooting scoop layups in the lane. His passing in the pick-and-roll game has improved. You're seeing vast improvements for Emmanuel Quickly, and there's no surprise that the Knicks are winning as a result or having a good season as a result. So I think Brogdon will win. Well, Quickly is making a strong case. Emus in the chat says, if the Knicks don't start IQ, he will leave. I don't necessarily see it that way. If they take care of him financially and give him a good contract that he's comfortable with, he likes the team. He's got a lot of friends on the team. He's close with a lot of guys here. And he closes a lot of games. He gets significant minutes. I don't necessarily see that. T. Drilly says, Mikal Bridges is better than any player on the Knicks. Well, Mikal Bridges isn't on the Knicks. So you can play fantasy basketball if you like, but trade deadline's over with. Free agencies are many moons away. We're talking about playoffs right now. We got to lock in. Playoffs. AMG139 says, shout out to the KFTV Discord. Absolutely, man. Shout out to everybody in the Discord. Salute. Jamel Cuevas says, Quick is more versatile by far. Absolutely. Alan Moody says, CP, what's your ceiling in the playoffs if we're fully healthy? Second round exit. If you're going to play Cleveland at 4-5 and you beat Cleveland, you got to see Milwaukee after that. They're not ready for Milwaukee. Now, if you slip to 6 or, you know, you slip to 6 and by chance you get past Philadelphia and then you see Boston, hey, maybe good things happen there. But it's hard to expect a team that doesn't have much experience in winning playoff games just automatically ascending to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think a lot would have to break right for the Knicks. A lot would have to break right. And as D-Row in the chat says, they need to stay healthy, absolutely, and they need Randall to stay focused mentally. That is big. You need Julius locked in these playoffs because they're going to need him. I think I can rely on Brunson. I think Randall is the question mark. And RJ, to me, is one of the X factors that can swing a series because they're going to need him as well. Salute to everybody in the chat once again, man. Hit that like button. Salute to everybody on Bleacher Report. CP the Franchise here tapping in for another fan Q&A. And we got a good one here, man. The Miami Heat coming into town on Wednesday to take on the Knicks. Game 4 of the season series, the season series finale. Knicks up 2-1, winning both games by just 2 points. And the Miami Heat winning last week by the score of 127-120. You're going to expect now this Heat team is playing Tuesday night against the Raptors. So they're going to be coming to New York in the second half of a back-to-back. We'll see how that impacts them. That should bode well for the Knicks, but you just never know because this Miami Heat team is just still going to come in hungry. They're going to have a sense of urgency, or you expect that in a Spoelstra team with Jimmy Butler. So the Knicks are going to have to be ready. The Knicks are definitely going to have to be ready. Now, for this game, I got three keys for the Knicks to win this game. Three keys. Number one is maintain your offense. Keep shooting. In these three-game stretch against Miami Heat, a solid defense, not as good as who they were last year. Not as good as who they were last year, but still good. The Knicks shot 52% from the field, 38.5% from three, and averaged 20 free throw attempts per game. They got to keep that up. Obviously, you want to see them keep that up. They haven't had much of an issue with this defense. I think for the reason is because, number one, they've been playing fast. They've made quick decisions, and they've been patient in terms of reading that defense. It's a very aggressive defense. They try to do a lot in terms of limiting ball handlers and forcing turnovers on those ball handlers, especially in the pick and roll. But a lot of that was also due to Jalen Brunson being available for them. So it's kind of a catch-22. Does he play on Wednesday night? And if he doesn't play, how does that impact guys like Quickly, like RJ? We'll have to see. We'll have to see. You know, a lot of that is having Brunson out there being your stabilizer. But nevertheless, the Knicks have had success against that Miami team. So I do wonder, will the Heat, who run the most zone in the NBA, will they go to more zone in this game and try to test the Knicks on the perimeter? That'll be left to be seen. Stay tuned for that. I want to see if they put the Knicks in more of a zone and force the Knicks to hit more outside shots. But the offense has been there. Someone whose offense has not been there, especially in the last game, and this is point number two to win this game, they need Julius Randle to play at his A game. Only 15 points in the loss against the Heat. Randle's got to be Randle, especially if you don't have Brunson. Randle has got to be Randle to give the Knicks a chance to win. Had a great game the game before that in Miami, hit the buzzer beater, 43 points or 47 points, whatever it was. He's got to get back to all-star Randle against the Miami Heat. And Bam is going to test him. The Heat double team, that Heat defense is going to put a lot of pressure on him. He's got to rise to the occasion in order for this team to have a good chance.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Frank Money 81 says, just defend that three-point line. That's the way we win it. Yes or no? I thought, you know, with the Heat shooting 58% from three in the last loss, that was a miracle. Those things don't happen all the time, especially with this Miami Heat team, who is not a good three-point shooting team. They are not a good three-point shooting team. They're 27th in the league in three-point percentage, 18th in makes, but they do take a lot. They're 10th in attempts. But they're not an efficient shooting team from three. So I wouldn't expect that on another night. But yes, you still want to be able to defend the three-point line and don't get too cute. But the last point is this. And as I stated just a couple minutes ago, these last three games, the first two games were decided by no more than 2 points in each of the Knicks' wins. That Knicks lost, they only lost by seven. So you should expect another tight one. These teams are pretty evenly matched. You should expect another tight game that will come down to crunch time. And if it does come down to crunch time, the two people you got to watch in the Miami Heat are Jimmy Butler, Jimmy Buckets, Jimmy Playoffs, whatever you want to call them, and Tyler Hero. They have killed the Knicks, and they have been going in the clutch. Jimmy Butler currently third in clutch points in the NBA. He did pass Jalen Brunson. Third in clutch points in the NBA. This is Jimmy Buckets' time. It's Jimmy Playoffs' time. He's going to look to assert himself. get to the free throw line. He's averaging 16 free throw attempts in the clutch. So you got to be able to slow him down. Sorry, not averaging, in total. But he gets to the free throw line a ton. So you're going to have to watch that because he's going to be up to his antics. He's going to try to bait the refs into forcing a lot of calls and bait a lot of defenders. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Knicks handle him in crunch time. One of the things I would do, you don't want him out in front of you by driving to the basket. I would duck below those screens. If he wants to pull up for three, he's averaging 22% from three in crunch time. Give up the threes and don't let him kill you in the mid-range in your drop coverage schemes, and don't let him blow past your guards. You got to keep Jimmy buckets in containment. Then, secondly, I talked about Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero right now leads the NBA in go-ahead buckets in crunch time with 7. Go-ahead buckets, that's when the game is with 1 minute or less in the game. Hero leads the way with 7 clutch buckets. You got to watch him. And for the Knicks, this is on Tibbs. Who's going to be on Tyler Hero? Last game is R.J. Barrett, and he was leaving R.J. in his wake. R.J.'s got to keep up with him. And if R.J.'s not going to be capable of doing that, he's got to sit. I got to go with Grimes and Hart, or Hart and Quickly, whichever way, whoever's playing the best. You got to expect Hart is going to be out there, so you put Hart on Jimmy Butler. So that means with Hero, a guy that likes to move without the ball very well, I like a guy like a Grimes or Quickly to get out there with Hero. You got to keep these guys under containment, man. You have no time for lapses because, as I said, Hero's a guy, he relocates well, he moves without the ball well, his cutting is good, and he can knock down clutch jumpers. And if that means having to throw some doubles at him late in the game, you might have to do that to switch things up, depending on how he's going during the game. Jimmy and Hero in crunch time. You got to contain it. Got to contain it. So those are my three keys, man. Knock down your shots because they're going to be there for you, especially the threes. Randall's got to be Randall. And they've got to be able to slow down Butler and Hero in crunch time because you have to expect another tight one. You got to expect another tight one. What do you guys think of the chat? For PF Jeansy, he says, I wish RJ stocked that high. Salute to 4F Jeansy. Salute to Marvin. He says, if the Knicks decide to make a trade this offseason, I feel teams will want Quickly. Well, to get good players, you're going to have to trade good players, man. So certainly possible. Certainly possible. But we can't worry about that right now. You got a whole nother season ahead of you in terms of the playoffs, and you want to see the Knicks getting there. You want to see the Knicks getting there. What do you give me some score predictions for this game tomorrow? Knicks versus Heat, man. What do you guys think? How do you think this game plays out? Let me know your thoughts in the chat. Shout out to David Cardenas. David Cardenas in the chat says, Grimes has shown he can guard their best player. Yeah, you're going to have to do that, man. And look, RJ's my guy. But if he doesn't have it defensively, you cannot afford to have him out there, because he becomes a liability. That's just reality of it. That's my guy. But you have capable defenders. You have better defenders in that rotation, whether it's a Grimes or Quickly. You got to get them out there. And speaking of Grimes, you know, last three games, you got to like how Quentin Grimes is looking, man. 22 points in that last matchup against Miami, 6 of 10 from downtown. The Heat are going to allow you to shoot the three. They want to sell out and take away your paint attempts. Go to Grimes. Do not forget about Quentin Grimes. And if you're Grimes, you got to knock him down. 6 of 10 from downtown in the game, in the loss against Miami. 5 of 10 from downtown in a 25-point, 6-assist game in the loss against Orlando. 4 of 9 from downtown in the win against the Rockets on Monday night. 14 points, 6 assists. So you like those numbers, man. You like those numbers. He went 15 of 29, damn near 50% from the field from three in the last three games. And then he averaged about 4 assists per game. That's good stuff. You like that from Quentin Grimes. You want to see that more often. You want to see them, A, keep him involved in the offense, get him into a rhythm early, because he's shown that he can do a lot, be versatile, not just score, but be able to put the ball on the floor and make plays for his teammates. So Quentin Grimes is certainly on an uptick. Maj 25 says RJ needs to train with Jimmy and Damar. Sure, sure. It'd be great if he could emulate that footwork, especially DeRozan's footwork. And Jimmy's just, you know, he's not the most efficient player, but as I said, in crunch time, he gets it done. That is a sign of a big-time play. You look at his efficiency numbers, he never impressed. It's never impressive. But he gets to the free throw line, he puts pressure on defenses, and when it comes to getting money, that's when he performs at the biggest stage. And that's what the Knicks need to look out for Wednesday night against the Heat, man. So, great show, everybody. Great show. Six games left. Knicks clinging to that fifth seed, man. It's going to be a very, very interesting time here around here in New York and for the Knicks fans, Knicks faithful. As usual, you can catch me on YouTube.com/KnicksFanTV after every game and every major event, man. Tune in to KFTV postgame live. We got highlights, analysis, caller reactions. It's a great show. Or catch me right here in the Bleacher Report app, man, for another Q&A, man. So this has been CP the Franchise. Salute to everybody. Enjoy your Tuesday night, and we'll catch up next time. Peace.